It's Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
And we have Ed Drosty from Grizzly Bear on the phone with us. Now, you guys played in order, Lawn Falls, then Marion Bay, then Byron, and have Southbound today, obviously the Sydney Opera House gig as well. How are you feeling? How have the show's gone so far?
It's been super fun. We always love coming back to Australia to play for people here. They give a lot of energy and are generally have an awesome summertime spirit whenever we're here, although we've rarely come in the winter, so who knows what it's like then.
It's quiet, very quiet.
We don't give the summertime spirit then.
Yeah, because you guys are from Brooklyn. It's pretty chilly in New York at the moment. You guys got out just at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, I moved to LA, but the rest of the band is living in the New York area, so they're extra relishing the sun right now, for sure.
So have you had much downtime since you've been in Australia to hang out with some of the other acts or just to relax?
Unfortunately, this has been the most rigorous travel schedule we've ever done in Australia. It's sort of like every moment is either in a bus or a plane. But the cool part is that our friends in Vampire Weekend and our friend Solange have been overlapping with us a lot at various falls festivals, so we've gotten to hang out with them. And actually, right after this, I'm going to go get coffee with some of them and hit the beach before we play Southbound later and try to enjoy this West Coast beach culture that I've heard so much about.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, because, Vampire Weekend have been here before. This is Solange's first time. Have you been showing around? Because you'd be more of an Australian expert than she would.
Yeah, we've been here like four times. Oddly enough, she has been here, just not performing, so right. She knows what's up.
Yeah, right. Oh, good.
So she's just holidayed before?
She's holidayed before. She's worked with, like, producers here. In fact, one of the first times we became really tight was 4 years ago, the first time we did Falls, and she was working with the Midnight Juggernauts and sort of spending a few weeks here, and she came sort of and went around with us to all the Falls just for kicks. So that was one of our first, like, major hangs before we became really tight.
So on New Year's Eve, your set and Marion Bay finished at like 8:30. Did you guys stick around in the crowd after that, or what did you do?
Yeah, totally. I often enjoy wandering around the festival grounds, just checking it out, the layout. And here's a little fact for you. The food is always better for the festival goer than it is for the catering at the artists.
Really?
It's just the way it is. We always end up wandering into the artist area, and there's more variety, better quality, and I'm like, I'll just pay for it. I don't care. I don't need this food that's free backstage.
Is it just like quinoa and kale and shit like that?
Oh, literally. You actually literally described what it was. It's just quinoa and kale and like some random sort of heat lamp chicken. It's just, you know.
Yes, sir, on Twitter that you were commenting on the general dietary requirements of Australian males, saying that every male under 35 in Australia are just mind-bogglingly ripped and chugging immense amounts of beer and constantly eating fries.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Is in like how you can be ripped and drink beer and eat fries?
Yeah, I don't. You guys just must like literally like run 10 miles every day or something. I don't know what's going on. Or it's just the genetic pool here is really, I don't know. It's weird. Everyone in the band and other bands I know have commented on it. They're like, we don't understand. We don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just everyone surfs and works out secretly and we don't know what's going on. But it's kind of crazy. And I'm like, is everyone lifting logs and then manual labor? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we do a lot of log lifting here. Don't worry about that.
Well, we will put on a track, Sleeping Ute, from your album Shields of last year. We're chatting to Ed Drosty from Grizzly Bear. We'll be back right after this on Triple J. And I can't
help myself. That's Sleeping Ute from Grizzly Bear on Triple J. You're with Veronica and Lewis, and we're joined on the phone by Ed Drosty. And we actually haven't even found out, like, where are you right now? You're just outside the grounds of Southbound.
I'm in Burnbury. I can see the ocean, but it seems like a semi-large town. I'm about to go explore it and see what there is to offer.
But then after you play Southbound, you're coming to Sydney again. You have one sideshow, and it's not a bad venue, frankly. You're playing at the Sydney Opera House. Have you been there before?
I got a tour of it last time I was here just because I wanted to see the inside of it, and it was so amazing. I can't believe we're getting to play it, and it'll be so magical to get to play like the full set. It's our only sideshow this time around, the only one we're allowed to do. And we are really, really, really excited. It's such a great way to end the sort of promotion of this album cycle and And it's motivational to sort of get working and start on new material and come back and hopefully play it again someday.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting because it's going to be live streamed too, which I'm really excited about. So.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be live streamed on the Sydney Opera House website from 9 o'clock on Sunday. But so you guys, you were saying it's the end of the album cycle for Shields, which came out in 2012. Like, it's been pretty crazy schedule. Are you looking forward to a break? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I am looking forward to a break. I mean, to be completely honest, the rigorous touring sort of ended in August, and this was sort of our last little chunk of touring, and it's always like a treat for us to come here. So even though the schedule has been hectic and there's been a lot of flying and stuff, it still sort of feels like a fun quasi vacation. Even though I'm gonna milk every moment I can today at the beach before I go to the festival and perform, but. Yeah, it's been really fun, and
Daniel from the band is going on a solo tour. Is that do you guys do all your writing together, or is that going to be something you can sort of work around in terms of writing new stuff?
Oh, everyone sort of remotely writes and then like passes stuff around, and it won't affect anything too much. And I'm actually excited to see him perform solo. It's his first time ever doing it, and he'll be passing through LA, so I'll be definitely checking that out.
Is it something you've ever thought about doing?
No.
Why not?
Well, to be completely honest, I'm nowhere nearly as good as an instrumentalist as him, so I really just don't even know how I'd pull it off. Like, if I could just, I guess I could just loop my vocals a lot and do some sort of weird ambient thing. But I'm just not up to snuff with the guitar is really the issue.
Well, it's this time of the year that we all vote in the Triple J Hottest 100. And I noticed that on Twitter you put on your top songs from 2013, which was a pretty big list. You had 36 up there. We have to whittle it down to 10 to vote in the Hottest 100. Do you have any that were really big standouts?
I don't like to rank them. So you already saw my 36. Mm. There they are.
It's
a cop-out.
There's some great tunes on here.
It's totally a cop-out, but it's what I have to do.
Some London Grammar, Magical Clouds, Arcade Fire, Solange,
yeah.
Of course. You got to put that in, right? She'd be pissed otherwise.
No, I really like it. It's a genuine like.
Some Daft Punk, FKA Twigs, Fantagram, which is diverse and epic. We could go on through the whole thing. We want to put on a track. Could you think of one to pick that you'd like to... for us to play?
Why don't you play Childhood's End by Magical Clouds? We got to play a couple shows with them, super sweet guys from Montreal. That song just sort of hit me like a ton of bricks, and I still love it.
Oh, let's see if it hits us the same way.
I mean, it's mellow, but that's hopefully it'll hit you with a couple of bricks at least.
Cool, Ed, thanks so much for chatting to us. Grizzly Bear are on at Southbound today, and then you've got your Sydney Opera House show on Sunday night, which if you can't make it, if you're not in Sydney, will be live streamed on the Sydney Opera House website.
Yeah, I think it's sold out, so I think streaming is the option.
Ed, thanks so much, and all the best for the rest of you stay in Australia, and we can't wait to see you back here with some new stuff.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ed.
Happy New Year. Take care.
Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.